Hi folks, it's November the 14th, so that means it's day 14 of Audiomo. And today I borrowed a laptop today because I had some work to do that required a computer. And I'm getting a computer soon, a laptop, so that'll be very handy. My mobile only days are coming to an end. not really, in one sense, I do need a computer. I've talked about this before, so I'm getting one. I can't do some of the work and the new projects I want to do without one. And I was working on it today because I've been just sorting out some email accounts of mine and changing emails around a bit. I've also been looking at viewranger.com. I was in talks with Craig at ViewRanger today and had a great conversation. I've spoken to them a few times and I'm quite excited by that particular company and some of the things they're doing and the potential with some of the things that they can do. And that was a great conversation. And I also had a conversation with Phil Sorrell, who is Daylight Gambler here on Audioboo, and is also Daylight Gambler on Twitter. And Phil, as many of you will know, is the creator of Social Hiking ShareYourAdventure.com. And I use these two apps, ViewRanger and Social Hiking, together in a symbiotic relationship, really. So I'm hoping for some good things with both of those companies, actually, and I'm hoping for some kind of tie-in down the line. We'll see how that goes. But I was talking to Phil about a few niggles with Social Hiking I'm having. It's nothing particular, but we're trying to iron a little problem out there. And I like in the way that Social Hiking is going. There's some great things coming along with that site, and as ever, I'm a huge advocate of that site. And Phil is a genius at what he does. And yeah, enough of that. I'll give him a big head if he's listening to this. I'm planning on doing some long distance hikes next year. As you know, I did a pilgrimage this year where I was hiking 500 miles in 28 days in Spain. And I suffered an ankle injury at the end of that hike. Not while I was actually hiking, but when I was resting. I suffered with a dropped ankle. Now that's not recovered yet, and I'm finding walking a little bit tiring still. I can now walk without the aid of a splint, but I'm developing other problems in my toes. I think I have a dead toe. It seems to drag a little bit, and I'm going back to the hospital for my next checkup at the end of the month, so hopefully we can get that sorted out. But yes, some hikes next year. I want to do the CWT, which is the Cape Wrath Trail, which runs from Fort William on the west coast of Scotland right to Cape Wrath at the far northwest. And it's around about 260 miles, give or take, depending on the actual route I take. There is no fixed route yet, but I think there's going to be a general standard route coming out soon. And so I'm looking forward to hiking that. It takes you through some beautiful parts of Scotland, some quite wild and remote areas, and I'm looking forward to that after the less wild and remote pilgrimage. I'm looking forward to the solitude of it, really. But I did tweet this out, and some people are quite... I did tweet out if anybody would like to join me, and a few people said that they would. So maybe a few of us will do it together. We don't know yet. Other people have also said that they would like to be able to join me on a day or two along the trail, because the trail will take me at least 2 weeks to walk, and if the weather's bad, it can take a month. So I have to plan for that. But I'm hoping to do that in the spring of next year, somewhere between March and May of next year. And I have a couple of other trails I want to walk. I want to walk in the Cotswolds. There's a trail down there, a totally different trail to Scotland, but I want to walk that. It's about 100 odd miles long, so I'll take a 4 or 5 days out, maybe a week, to do that, because I want to do it well, and I want to record the route as I go along as well. So that's my day, really. Oh, and on a wish list, I saw some Berghaus Deluge trousers. These are waterproof over trousers, and they're normally £50 a pair. Quite pricey, but they're fantastic. I was lucky enough to have a friend off Twitter lend me some for my pilgrimage, and although it only rained heavily for a couple of days, those trousers were invaluable, and they're on offer at the moment on gooutdoors.co.uk. So if they're still available at the weekend, I shall buy them when I get some money. I'm just hoping they're still there because it's a cracking offer. So yes, that's my day today. Looking forward to a few things. I've got a few projects lined up. I'll talk about those as they develop. But for now, that's it. I shall wish you all a good evening, a good day, whenever you listen to this, if you listen to this. And as always, if applicable, God bless you.